Some neighborhood food pantries are closing their physical doors and opening virtual ones by taking people's orders online. With me to talk about the move to digital ordering is spokeswoman for Lutheran Social Services, Jennifer Hamilton. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
All five of your pantries will be closing this year, and we're at the Champion Avenue pantry right now. This will close in April. Is that a cost-saving measure?
In some ways it is. We will be able to devote more money to purchasing food and helping as many families as possible with getting a nutritious source of groceries. But it's also a step in the direction for more convenience for our clients. So not only will people be able to order online instead of actually coming to the food pantry, but they'll also be able to come to local rec centers to pick up their food, and they'll be in a variety of different areas in neighborhoods that typically come to our pantries quite frequently.
You're closing five pantries, and you're going to be distributing food now at six recreation centers. So that sounds like there will be more places to go.
Well, actually, it'll be even more than that. So the five pantries that will be transitioning to this new model are in Lancaster, Columbus, Delaware, and Caldwell. So here in Columbus, we'll actually have seven locations. We'll have one in Delaware, one in Lancaster, and one in the Caldwell area.
Are they spread out nicely?
On the west side, there'll be three locations. On the south side, for here at the Champion Pantry, there will be three locations. And then we're also going to have another location in the Linden area. That's not a place that we've had a pantry before, but we saw that there was a big need in that neighborhood, so we'll be going there as well.
Let's talk about the online ordering. Services from chains like Kroger and Giant Eagle have become more popular in recent years. Does this work basically the same way?
It's similar in that you go to an online ordering site and it shows you all the options based on the food groups, and then you're able to choose based on a point system that is based on your family size. So for example, let's say you have a family of four, you have 50 points. You can use those 50 points however you'd like to get whatever food that's in inventory there. So it is broken out by the food groups, but you don't necessarily have to use your points within that system.
The organization will deliver the food to the rec centers, and clients will still have their choice for fresh fruit and vegetables.
That's correct. So they'll order shelf-stable items online, and then when they get to the distribution center, they'll walk through with a volunteer, which is very similar to the pantry experience now, and be able to choose perishable items that they want, such as bread, fresh fruits and vegetables, produce, and dairy.
I know this system is new, but has there been a lot of response yet?
We have been sharing this information with our clients for quite a while now. As soon as we knew that we were transitioning, we wanted to make sure that people were aware so they could start planning. And then as we're actually transitioning each pantry, we've been working with the clients there. So the Westside Food Pantry, the last day will be this Friday. So the last several weeks, we've been out there as much as possible, going through the new system with clients, showing them it, demoing it, talking to people, making sure people know. And the response has been very positive. People understand that we get statements like, oh, this is so close to my house, or this is so easy, I ordering things online on my phone anyway.
Have you seen any pushback from people saying things like, hey, you know, if you can afford a smartphone or computer, you can afford groceries?
People have expressed that opinion, but in today's day and age, people have smartphones. It's how you connect with the world. It's how, you know, you order a lot of things, how you stay connected with friends and family, how you can FaceTime to see your grandchildren.
So what happens to people who don't have a smartphone or access to a computer?
We know that online access isn't available to everyone, so we have a hotline number, which is 1-877-LSS-MEAL, where people who do not have internet access or perhaps have logged on and just don't feel comfortable placing an online order, they can call that number, and we have volunteers standing by to take their order or answer any questions or guide people through the process.
I've been talking with spokeswoman for Lutheran Social Services, Jennifer Hamilton, about using technology to get food at pantries. Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks for coming out and highlighting our new system.